BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast in for Grimmy. Me and Chris bring out the bangers again. There's Real or No Real. Two more students take it in turns to grunt as loud as they possibly dare in library tennis. And Holly, Marnie and Scotty T off of Geordie Shore play innuendo bingo.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Morning. Oh, how cold is it?
It's not that bad, is it?
It's cold again, yeah. Some people have got snow right now.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's a little bit colder than it has been recently, but it's not freezing, is it?
It is freezing in many places right now.
Is it?
Yeah, like minus one.
So when I called it last week saying summer's on...
It's really off. Do I look awake?
Yes.
Right, because I put some moisturiser on my face in the dark about 45 minutes ago to try and wake me up, because I felt like scrunchy face, and now it feels like I can't actually move my face. And it's giving me a slight warm feeling to the face, so I'm now worried that it wasn't moisturiser.
Well, what can it be? Toothpaste?
Well, no, because as you know, you've seen my bedroom before. I've got a lot, you know, as you walk in on the left, there's loads of like lotions for various things. But I couldn't see what one I was putting on my face, so I just guessed.
So it could be anything?
It could be the instant texture volumizer. It could be the casual rough texturizer.
Mystery knows? Creams. Yeah. It could be Pyle's cream.
Yeah, it could be, because I've got that slight feeling of like, not that I've used Pyle cream, there's nothing
on your face.
But maybe I have. But it is tightening right now. So if I look quite startled, that's why.
Yeah,
right?
That'll be the Pyle's cream. Whoa.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Startled face, Scott Mills here. I don't think it's moisturiser I put on my face today.
You've still got a bit of it on your cheek as well.
Have I?
That is, yeah.
Okay, I'll wipe
sort
it off.
Of white.
You always have to tell me.
No, still there.
Yeah. I do like.
I'm going to have to come clean it off you, aren't I?
Do you like off of mums where you lick your finger and then go, here? Or like when your mum used to stick your hair down at school. Who? Don't wet your hand and put it on my head.
You know, we're getting up this early for breakfast show. Obviously, loads of people listening right now will be getting up at this kind of time. Do you, like, properly have to creep around as well?
Absolutely, yes.
I'm really getting to master the sort of creeping around element to this thing.
I'm quite good at it, but then I forget, like, and then really slam the front door shut.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I was doing so well until that point, and I just know now everyone's up, so yeah.
But the thing is, I'm really bad at preparing as well. So
Yes, you are.
I've tried to improve that, because innuendo bingo today. So last night I packed a shirt and had that on the stairs downstairs.
That's
right?
Not here though, is it?
And some trousers. No, it is. I've brought it along. But the problem is then, when I was walking down the stairs this morning in the dark, because I don't want to turn any lights on, I find myself nearly hurt myself quite badly from tripping over the innuendo bingo clothes.
This is how sad I am at this time of day when we do this. I leave my clothes out the night before. I think a lot of people do that. You should really take some tips.
That's what I mean. If you're one of those people that has to get up really early, you've got to do everything the night before.
Just get yourself.
It's a struggle to remember.
Chris, treat yourself. Like tomorrow, just get yourself a nice pair of fresh pants and socks, a nice new shirt, and just leave them out for you next to the shower or whatever, so you create minimum fuss.
Mm.
All right? Don't be scrabbling around for it in the dark in the drawers.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, do it the night before. So yesterday was eventful. Bear Grylls was on, and he survived a comedy bear attack, which was you creeping up behind him in actually quite a good bear costume.
It was good, yeah. Surprisingly good.
Now, where's that video? I know it's doing quite well, but I want other people to see it. Where can
yes.
you find it?
So, Radio 1 Facebook, there is basically the short videos there, but there's also a link, which I really would like people to click on, because then you get the sort of longer version of the bear attack.
Yeah.
And it's awesome, because you can see me creeping towards the studio.
A bit like you do in your house at 5 a.m. while trying to find clothes.
yeah, it's actually remarkably similar. But also, it looks like an Attenborough documentary.
It really does. It's beautifully shot.
You see the bear coming in the distance.
Yeah. So I'm just talking to him in the studio. He's going to opposite me like you are now. But what he doesn't know is there is a bear creeping up behind him. If you've not seen this video yet, make it one of the first things you watch today. Have you ever eaten something? This is from someone else that just texted. This is from David. Have you ever eaten something that you were sure was going to be quite horrible but actually turned out to be quite nice?
Scorpions raw are terrible. Scorpions cooked, amazing. Took me about 10 years.
Back away! Back away! Oh. Scott, get under the table!
Okay. Alright, I'm going under the table.
Oh, it's okay.
It's only Chris.
Dear, you get my heart rate going.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so that's right. Sorry about that bear. It's just Chris in a bear costume. Obviously, we knew about it. He didn't.
He's got no chill.
No.
Some of the comments underneath are amazing. Also, you can really hear and see, especially if you watch it, you can really see the moment of impact.
Yeah.
Because what he does is he throws his chair back. Now, I can only see out the mouth of this bear, but this thing gets me right in the groin.
Yeah, it really does hit where it hurts. This made it to The Guardian yesterday, a respectable newspaper.
Did you see the quote from me in there?
Obviously, we can't say what the quote is. But maybe just think before you tweet in future, because it ended up that quote that you tweeted willy nilly ended up in The Guardian.
My mum saw that.
Oh, good. She must be so proud.
He's in the paper.
Oh, look what he said about the experience. I like it also that I did, as soon as he was like, get on the table, I just obeyed completely. Yeah. Also, it'd be amazing to go to the pub with him, but he would always outdo your stories, whatever you had in your arsenal, he would bring out a better one. He just casually talks about them. So here he is yesterday chatting about a security threat at the White House when he was there with his family, meeting actual Obama.
So we walk in and, we're having a nice time, finish our chat, we walk out and suddenly all the Marines that on the way in have all been like high-fiving and relaxed and high-bear. Suddenly we're all in like ninja mode.
Wow.
President, was taking hard left, we were taking hard right.
Oh, wait, it's like 24.
And then this guy came in and took us down these steps underground. Before we know it, we're going past the Situation Room. And I said to the boys, I said, did you enjoy, what was the best bit? Was it, the president signing his thing for you or meeting or shaking his hand? They went, no, it was the underground tunnels and the Marines.
Exactly. Wow. And a lot of people yesterday, after they've seen the bear video, bear on bear, want to press their buzzer for best thing of the year. Okay, you can't do it again. You only get one chance to press the button. Buzzer. Dave Harris and Ray and also Laura and Nick on my Twitter, who says this is the best thing of the year so far. 10 years.
Back away! Back away! Oh. Scott, get under the table!
Okay, you can't have best thing of the year so far. That's it. You've pressed your buzzer now for the whole of 2016.
Mills Daily.
You know when you go to like a leisure centre or a swimming pool and you always see the people in there with the hair dryers down there?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So I've just seen this. There's a swimming pool in Iceland and now they have a poster up asking men to stop using the communal hair dryers down there.
Why?
Just don't want it. So I'll show you. There's a photo of an elderly man pointing a hairdryer at his privates. And then there's a massive red X over him. And it says, this is translated from Icelandic, bald older gentlemen with hairy torsos must either bring their own blow dryers or just buy a more absorbent towel.
So what's the problem? You're allowed to use it. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to dry.
You can dry, but just not...
But you have to bring your own.
Yeah, bring your own if you're going to do it down there.
1 million hours through BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Daniel.
Hello.
It's Scott. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is great, Chris, because Daniel does volunteering, don't you?
I did indeed, yeah.
Which we're trying to get all of our listeners to get involved in on our 1 million hours campaign. Just trying to get people to pledge time for different charities. So where do you do your volunteering?
I volunteer with the National Trust at Mount Stuart in County Down.
Okay, and what do you do there?
I'm a room guide. So basically what I do is whenever I go in, they assign me to a room in the house and I tell people the story of the room and try to answer any questions they have.
So do you find it rewarding?
Absolutely. You meet so many new people, you make lots of friends, and it's a great experience as well.
And how often do you go to do this? How does it fit in with your uni work?
Well, at the minute, I'm there once every 2 weeks. Over last summer, I was there once or twice a week.
Yeah.
But it works in really well with uni work because you can do it as much as you want. So some people maybe only go once a month or some people go every week. You can sign up to as many slots as you want.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're saying about 1 million hours, you see. You don't have to pledge a lot of time. It's just whatever you can manage. So even if you can do like an hour or a couple of hours a week, it all counts towards our 1 million hours campaign. And you can go to the Radio 1 website and find out more. It's easy to do. It's easy to sign up. And you will feel good about it. It's rewarding. And you'll make new friends as well.
Exactly. It's an absolutely great opportunity to volunteer. And there's, especially with the National Trust, there's plenty of opportunities. You don't have to work inside the house. There's plenty of positions outside. You can volunteer, whether it's groundskeeping or gardening. And it's just a brilliant thing to do. Go for it. You'll not regret it.
Okay, Daniel, should we play today's Reel or No Reel?
Yes.
Prince William and Prince Harry have landed roles in the new Star Wars film.
Wow, if they're getting involved in Star Wars, then they're signing themselves up to some proper funky fancy dress. Because you can't be in Star Wars without having full makeup and full costume. So I'm interested to know what they would do with the princes. Like, what are they going to be playing?
The thing is, you would want them to be themselves. You can't, like, there's no point dressing Prince William up as an Ewok or whatever, because
There's no point.
There's no point, because you want to see that it's William and Harry.
So if they're a couple of stormtroopers, it's not really worth it.
No.
Well, in the last film, there was plenty of cameos from different actors, and they were all stormtroopers.
Do you know what, then? I bet you they weren't there. I bet it's just loads of people that have claimed that they were there and doing cameos because you can't identify them.
Probably right.
Who was in the last one, then, as stormtroopers?
Daniel Craig was there. James Bond was there. I know that. I think Simon Pegg was one of the stormtroopers as well.
Really?
I think.
So this could be true. They could be stormtroopers in the new one. What do you think? Are you saying real or no real, Daniel?
I'm saying real.
I know that they went to go visit the set. I remember seeing about that last week, but I don't think they would have cameos. Also, I don't think they would really be that interested in it, because I just can't imagine them being very good actors, to be honest, Scott. Can you?
It's not something that they do a lot, is
no,
it?
No, no. So I think this is no real.
That one is real.
What?
You don't need to be a great actor to be a stormtrooper. You just need to point a gun.
That is true.
That's true.
No acting experience required. Their Royal Highnesses Prince William and Prince Harry secretly filmed cameos for the upcoming Star Wars movie. They went to Pinewood Studios last week to meet the cast and crew, but they did end up getting fully involved and dressed up as stormtroopers for cameo roles. And next,
to coincide with the release of her new album, Lemonade, Beyoncé is releasing her own brand of lemon-flavoured drink called Beyoncéed.
Her fans would love it. Her fans love whatever she does.
Oh, my word. They would absolutely lap it up, wouldn't they?
They really would.
I would buy that as well, though. That's the sad thing. I would completely buy that.
Why?
Beyoncéed?
Yeah.
It's just good to see a different drink knocking about the place. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've drunk so much of the same stuff since I was born.
So,
you know?
Like water?
Well, water, you know, the usual soft drinks. It's about time there's something new. It's like I've got so much respect for people who discover new foods.
Yeah.
And that's always an amazing thing as well, when you discover you like something new. Because it's a whole new food to have a go at.
Yeah, you're like, I didn't know that I liked that, and now I do, so.
And that's what I'd like with, what's it called? Beyoncéed. It's just to have something a bit different knocking about. Although it might be cheap and nasty, mightn't it?
It'll still just be lemonade, just for Beyoncé in the front.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a good way of making loads of money.
What do you think Beyoncé tastes like?
Fresh, clean, lemony.
Very lemon, very sugary.
It wouldn't be cheap or nasty if it's Beyoncé. She would not attach her name to such tat.
No, but gimmicky things normally are, aren't they? Like, it would be proper. I'm sort of imagining, what am I imagining it to be like? You know, like those cans that you occasionally go for, just for something a bit different, because it's called tropical. Right? Which is, they might as well they basically should call it too jazzy.
Yeah, I don't drink those.
Nah.
Anything with the tropical on, I'm like, no thanks.
And they're quite sickly.
Yeah. Imagine if there was a new lemonade on the scene called Beyoncéed.
I'll have a pint of Beyoncéed, please.
Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go real too.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Absolutely made up.
She's missing out on a trick there.
I know.
Yeah, there's clearly a demand. We're keen.
Well, hopefully she'll hear this and change her mind. And finally,
London Air is being sold online for £19.99.
That does sound like something that would be real.
Would you buy it, Daniel?
Oh, I definitely wouldn't. I can't imagine London Air would be that clean, would it?
No.
it'd be something the tourists would love, though.
Just having a little sniff.
It's a good idea because you're basically managing to sell nothing to someone who's willing to pay the money for it. But I did see about a business opportunity, and I think this one was real, but it was where you could collect jars of farts from around the world. So different countries, there'd be a fart in a jar. You could get this online, and actually, I could see the demand for that.
Why? You know? I don't want to smell that.
How do you go about asking someone to have their fart?
Fart in a jar, please.
You could get, there was a world collection of farts in a jar. But the thing is with the London Air one, you're not getting anything from it. Admittedly, with the farts, it's a bad smell, but at least you're getting something from it. Do you remember I had the business opportunity about celebrity farts? So we get celebrities to fart in jars and then sell those on the internet. I genuinely think there would be a demand for that.
That would be very lucrative, I think.
We'll start with you, Scott.
I'm not farting into a jar for you.
Do you know what? I'm going to write that for to-do list for today.
Not doing it.
After show, if you don't mind just farting into 5 or 6 jars,
no,
and let's just
it.
see how much we can get for them.
Is there a company selling jars of London Air for $19.99, Daniel?
I think that's real.
Have we got anyone in the live lounge?
Should have asked Birdie to do it yesterday.
Do you know what? I'm going to send an email to Clara's team now.
Please don't.
Letting them know what we're going to do.
Daniel, real or no real?
Real.
Chris, real or no real?
Oh, it's the kind of thing I can imagine happening. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes. There's a website selling several varieties of London Air, including morning and afternoon versions of Eat London's Shoreditch Air. Oh, this is so East London, yeah? $19.99 per jar. They say, we bottle the finest of London's air, so if you're missing home or you really want to get an idea of what London smells like, you've come to the right place. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Daniel, you smashed it. I got 10, you got 20.
Oh, happy day.
Listen, Daniel, thanks so much for being on today and good to speak to you about volunteering as well.
Thanks for having me on anytime.
Love you, bye.
You too, bye. BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Sinead, what have you got for us this morning?
Well, yes, lots of movie news today. So we'll kick off with Captain America Civil War as the stars all gathered yesterday afternoon to chat to the media in a posh hotel in London. This was actually very exciting. I'm not even a huge superhero fan, but I was whooping as they came on stage. So if you don't know much about it, this is the one with 13 superheroes in. They take sides either with Captain America or Iron Man, who are normally on the same side. And as I said, even if you aren't a huge superhero movie fan or know kind of the backstories to it, it's still a really, really enjoyable film. So huge cast in this. Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Paul Bettany, Paul Rudd, Elizabeth Olsen, Scarlett Johansson. But the funniest comments came from Daniel Brühl. Now, he is a German actor and he plays the villain in this movie and was kind of like the new boy on set. And he gave us some real insight into a life on set and off set with Robert Downey Jr., who is Iron Man.
Coming from Germany, I remember that the first day, the first scene I had with Robert, after 5 minutes, he asked me if I had allergies. I didn't understand the question. And when I had lunch and was eating my burrito in my humble little trailer, somebody knocked at my door and said, and he was sitting in a golf cart, and he said, like, you're cordially invited to Robert Downey's village.
That's everybody's goal every day is at lunch to see who's going to get invited to the village.
He's got a village.
He basically has 5 trailers. Each one is smaller than all the other actors' trailers, but he has 5 of them. And every day, one of the other superheroes would get invited for lunch, but only one at a time. And they'd have a 3-course meal. And apparently he introduced all the cast to quinoa. There we go.
Whoa, like I say, superhero food.
I know, right? Yeah, that builds up the muscles. So Captain America Civil War is out on Friday. Now, but some really exciting news for X-Men fans. Listen to this.
Well, you've been busy.
We had a little help.
Okay, that little sound at the end is Wolverine's blades shooting out of his knuckles.
Now, oh, it sounds just like the noise when they go to deadlock on X-Factor.
And it's from the final trailer for the new X-Men film, X-Men Apocalypse. And the reason it's so exciting is because they'd given no indication that Wolverine, who is arguably the most popular X-Men character, was going to be in it at all. Kept it all completely top secret. And bearing in mind, it's out in about a month. That was pretty good going.
So how do they keep that a secret?
I know, amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like Beyonce's album. Anyway, moving on. Tom Hanks could be in for a bit of a windfall. He was in London last night for the premiere of his new movie, A Hologram for the King. This is a story about a washed-up American salesman played by Tom who travels to Saudi Arabia to sell a holographic teleconferencing system to the Saudi government.
You know what, though? With movies like that, I sometimes hear that and think, that sounds rubbish. Right, but with Tom Hanks,
yes,
it's always good.
I
can't think of one exception with that. Scott?
Oh no, I see. I don't think it sounds rubbish at all.
Do you not?
No, this is right on mine.
From what I've not seen it yet, but apparently it is very, very good, funny and sweet, and it's got Tom Hanks in it. But last night he wasn't really talking about the movie much. He was focusing on football. So you may or may not know, he's a lifelong Aston Villa supporter, and he's spoken quite a bit in the past about how traumatic that's been for him. But this season, he's seemingly made a canny, if not slightly disloyal, move.
But you know what I did at the beginning of this season? Put £100 on Leicester, so I think I'll do okay.
No, you didn't.
I think maybe I didn't.
So at the beginning of the season, for Leicester, you would have got odds of 5,000 to 1.
Mm.
So you do the maths. That's quite half a million.
That's big maths. Yeah. Are you, Scott? Are you across what's going on with Leicester City right now?
Okay, so I do apologise, but my knowledge is small. But from what I understand, there's going to be a big game this weekend between Leicester and Manchester United, and one of them will win the FA Cup. Is that true?
You're far off.
Oh.
But well, actually,
what I'm getting from
some details are correct.
So
Leicester will be playing Man United.
Okay.
And
but then it's not over.
If Leicester win, they could win the Premier League.
Okay.
The FA Cup thing, you're getting confused because I've been talking about Watford in the FA Cup recently.
Right. So this is a different thing.
What we're talking about here is a team that no one expected to win the Premier League, looking like they're about to win the Premier League and make history for it.
Got
it's
you.
Like, I don't know even what to compare it to, Scott, because the odds of it were so small.
It's like Montenegro winning Eurovision. The odds are small.
Is it? Right.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah, no, I'll bring it into my world there.
But it's absolutely incredible. And probably one of the most exciting things to ever happen in football.
So how much is Tom Hanks going to make out of that?
So I think I'm right. Please don't shout at me. £500,000.
Yes.
What?
Because you put £100 on it. It's 5,000 to one. Come on, someone help me out.
500,000.
Yeah. There we go.
I think he was joking.
I think he was probably joking. I just think he's great on the red carpet and, you know, being topical and all that kind of stuff.
Also, is Tom Hanks talking about Leicester City? It's amazing.
Also, he won't even notice that going in.
Well, no, exactly.
He won't even touch the size of his account.
And then just quickly to finish, Disney revealed a lot of new movie news. They've confirmed there will be a Mary Poppins 2. The first one was years ago, right? Mm. And this one will star Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins, and it'll be set 20 years after the original story. Maleficent 2, the one with Angelina Jolie, and also The Jungle Book have both had sequels commissioned. Emma Stone is going to play Cruella de Vil in a remake of 101 Dalmatians. And Reese Witherspoon has been signed up to play Tinkerbell in a Peter Pan spin-off. So Disney revealing a lot of news there, and they'll all be out in sort of 2018, so quite a while to wait.
All right. Loads of people enjoying Tom Hanks using the phrase quid. That's good, isn't it? £100. Someone says it's like Geordie Shore winning a BAFTA, or it's like you winning Strictly. Okay, is that unlikely?
It's a big deal.
Whoa. Thank you, Sinead.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
You're going to absolutely love what I'm about to say. So, Steve Backshall's been on.
Yes.
He absolutely loved the Bear Grylls bear thing yesterday.
Right.
So, we've had Bear Grylls. Now, Steve Backshall, that's two giants in the world of nature television right there.
Well, how would he have handled the bear, do we think?
I don't know. So, I was speaking to him. Have you seen the trailer for his show?
I saw the new show that's out.
Fearless,
right? Or Fierce, that's
Fierce,
it.
On
Fierce,
ITV. Yeah. And I saw the trailer last night, and it's, Steve is he's very brave, but he's also the nicest man in the world. So when he stood on a mountain going, "I'm Steve Backshall, and this is Fierce," I don't quite believe him, because Steve, you're not Fierce. But the way you deal with them things, Fierce.
No.
And the animals are Fierce. You're not Fierce.
You're thinking of Fierce in the sense of Beyonce, aren't you?
Yeah, it's just... I'm Steve Batchel, and this is Fierce. Could have done it like that.
It's no, that's not what he means.
Oh, right.
He means he's face to face with a king cobra.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Right,
that's
so
Fierce.
I saw the trailer. And I was like, what's on tonight? He's got spiders the size of dogs.
Nice.
And what are electric eels? I'm waiting for him to get back to me on that.
Well, we're thinking clues in the title.
But how can they be electric?
That's a good point. That's actually a really good point because they're in water as well, aren't they? So I assume the thing is we're not nature experts.
We're really not. In the same way that I don't really know what I'm talking about with football. Hang on. Electric eels. Here we are. They can stun you with 600 volts of their own electricity.
That's fierce.
That's fierce. That is fierce, though. And then he was like, maybe I should come in and... he's got a spider just lying around at home that is the size of a Labradoodle dog.
Do you know what? Let's get him in and I'll dress as a massive spider.
And No, I think you against the spider the size of a dog playing innuendo bingo together. Now that's fierce.
That doesn't make sense. It does sound fierce.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's on tonight. We should get Steve in, but bring in the spider, Steve. What a geek. He's got it lying around at home. Love that.
What, it's alive?
It's alive,
spider?
Yeah, but like, this is how into it he is. He doesn't have to get this spider. It's just one of the ones he's got at home.
Yeah. And what did he say? Size of a dog?
It's the size of a Labradoodle.
Okay.
It's huge.
That's a big old spider.
Like, yeah, it's bigger than your head.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. You've got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We've got to make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. Just gives you a little... Don't cry. Come on.
Just gives you little goosebumps all over that, doesn't it? Just a little shudder. Alfie and Dawlish says, that actually made me well up. I had to pretend I was choking on my morning banana that went down the wrong hole. That's one. Cassie from Leamington says... I just got that little shudder there.
Get the GBs.
The GBs. You know when sometimes music does that to you, you just get that little... Also, Stephen, who feels the need to tell us how heavy he is, which often happens with truckers when they're feeling emotional. 18-stone trucker there. Why do they always do that?
Yeah, you don't need to say your weight to say your emotion.
Yeah, just because you nearly cried, I don't need to know how heavy you are.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I'm an 18-stone trucker.
I do really like that version. It's just
amazing.
For me, it's just the way she says fast car.
There's a point in the song where I was like, oh God, she's gone so high, she's got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
It will only be heard by dogs. But she smashed it there. You could tell she was practicing yesterday morning.
Oh, the practice was worth it.
It really worked there, Birdie. That was Fast Car by Birdie. Beautiful version from the Live Lounge with Clara yesterday. The Scott Mills Daily. I feel like a lot of students listening will be in need of this morning. It's time for library tennis. Okay, so here's what we do. We take two students who are looking for a revision break. And what they do is they go head-to-head in the quiet library at their uni and see who can outgrunt each other. A bit like a tennis player, you know, when they hit the ball with force and they have a little grunt? So each player has to get... progressively louder and louder with their grunts.
Exactly. And the game ends when one player can't go on anymore. They've been outgrunted.
Or they just go, I can't do this because it's getting too loud in the library.
Yeah.
And it's causing a situation.
The librarian's looking around, that kind of thing.
Okay, let's speak to two more students who are up for a bit of library tennis. First of all, good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Oh, you've got a dissertation voice on.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so where are you?
I'm just in the study room. I've just hit the word count for my dissertation, so it's practically done. That's how it works, isn't it?
Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you.
And so what is the word limit?
Well, it's supposed to be 10,000, but then you get 10%, so it's 9 to 11, so I've got like 9,006. So
that's amazing. So you've gone literally to the line on that one.
Smashing it.
Yeah, it's almost a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when is your final dissertation supposed to be in?
It's due on Friday, but we have to, like, print and bind it. So
yeah,
that has to be done, like, Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
So. Are you going for the cheap binding or the more expensive option that you can have?
Definitely. Well, basically, my parents are paying for it, so obviously we'll go for the More expensive.
Yeah.
It looks like a book from Harry Potter or something.
Yeah, and then it can just collect dust in the loft for the next 10 years.
So, Laura, what university are you at?
Cardiff Met.
Cardiff Met. So, final year student at Cardiff Met.
Yeah.
And you're in a quiet study room now, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, it's fine. I've only got a week left, so it's only a week to show face.
It's not a little room, though, because that would be lame. Describe
the
room.
Yeah, no, it's not. So basically, it's a big room with about 20 desks.
Okay.
Nice. Computers, like, just basically where people who don't want to be in massive library, where it's quite noisy.
Yeah, okay. So you've chosen a perfect place to play library tennis here. And is it quite busy?
Yeah, because the dissertation's been in on Friday, everyone's
Everyone's doing it. Okay, Laura, wait right there. Over the other side of the same study room at Cardiff Met is your friend Kaylee. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hi, hello, good morning.
Oh, wow, you're really whispering.
Yeah. I'm right next to just a random boy that I don't know.
You're next to a random boy you don't know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so...
why is that controversial?
Well, she's about to start grunting, that's why.
Oh, I see, yes.
Okay, Laura, Kaylee, I'm up for a good one today. Let's play library tennis at Cardiff Met after this on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's time for library tennis on BBC Radio 1. You join us in a quiet study room at Cardiff Met Uni with final year students Laura and Kaylee. They're about to start grunting. They're going head to head in the library. It's who can outgrunt the other. Okay, who do you think wants to go first on this today, Laura or Kaylee?
Laura. I've been warming up, so.
Okay, so basically, don't go in too big at the start, otherwise you'll have nowhere to go grunt-wise, because it's about when one player grunts louder than the other. So start small and work your way up, all right?
It's going to be a grower, isn't it?
Do you know what? Take your time as well.
Okay.
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy it, you know? It's about technique, and remember, you know, this is once in a lifetime, this.
It really is.
Let's have a good game, ladies.
Hmm.
It's all about sportsmanship.
Yeah. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so... Laura to serve on this morning's library tennis at Cardiff Met.
Just got new balls.
Excellent. Oh, it's almost like a little hiccup there.
Yeah, that almost took me by surprise there. Cleverly disguised that shot as a hiccup.
Yeah. Okay, and Kaylee. They're like little half grunts.
Very good though, beautifully pitched.
Laura. Oh. It was a bit louder.
It would be nice to hear these grunts elongated somewhat. Mm. Do you want a quick reminder of how the professionals do it?
Yes, please, boys.
I think we should try and...
A little bit of length, please, ladies.
A bit more length.
Okay, here we go.
What a shot.
Listen to the fear in their voices.
Was that a shot?
What was that?
Was that Laura? Did you shoot?
That was Laura on the rebound.
Oh, we weren't even listening.
We missed it.
We were talking to you. I'm so sorry.
This rally's too quick.
Okay, Laura's going to have to go again.
Come on.
No, come on. And Kaylee.
Okay, I've got the legs.
Back to Laura.
I think someone just rang their mum.
What?
Rang their mum?
I think someone just rang their mum worried.
Oh. What, because there's girls making weird noises in there?
Yeah.
So, Laura, it's your reply here.
I can't concede.
No.
I'm not on the sports course.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Very, very good.
Oh, wow. Kaylee, have you got anything to answer that with?
Oh, my gosh.
The bar is high.
Change of technique there as well from Laura. Cracking shot.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, you can bail anytime you need.
Absolutely not.
No. Beer all morning.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, good luck.
Was it louder, do we think, Scott?
I think it was. I think it was just a different shot.
Okay, Laura, quick reply.
That's good. That's definitely louder.
That's good. Kaylee.
Okay.
Who are we on?
It's Kaylee.
I can't keep up. Laura?
Laura, back to you. Quick fire. Kaylee? Laura?
Kaylee?
Laura, have you got any more?
I feel like I'm coming to the end, but I'll try.
Okay. Okay, it has to end there, surely.
Is that it?
No, it's still going.
This game's literally never going to end. I mean, do we call it as a draw?
They're both good. I think it's a draw, ladies.
Yes.
Like, neither of you are going to give up there, ever.
No way.
Congratulations. I mean, no one really likes a draw, but I think we've got to call it a draw today, Chris.
I worry it would never end.
No. I've got songs to play, you know what I mean? Okay, now could you leave the library quickly, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why whispering now after all of that.
Yeah, I know. And now's the time to whisper.
I can't wait to hear the highlights from this one, Scott.
Oh, we're out.
And you're out.
And no one worried to go back in.
Can you both confirm, though, that even though that was awkward, you're not in trouble?
We're not in trouble.
Excellent, okay. Did you enjoy that, or was it really stressful?
That was more stressful than writing 10,000 words.
It's supposed to be a relaxing revision break.
I'm not as angry with my dissertation as I was.
No, it's good. It's good to get it all out there. I think that's the best match we've had so far.
Yeah, I agree.
High five, girl.
We'll analyse the highlights. But yeah, it seems a very good game.
Yeah, we'll have some slow motion shots for you very soon, and also the highlights package for you. So stay tuned for that.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Listen, good luck with Friday when you hand it in at Cardiff Met. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Kaylee, for being on today's Library Tennis.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Helen says, that was the best game of Library Tennis yet. Laughing so much. Danny and Bryson very much enjoying it. Danny on Twitter, Library Tennis has killed me this morning. Well done, girls. I think Library Tennis as a sport it's continually evolving, isn't it?
Well, the coverage especially is.
I mean, new technology all the time. Thank you very much to Laura and Kaylee at Cardiff Met. There were some great shots in there as well. Here are some of the highlights.
Feel the passion.
Wow. And would you like that in slow motion?
It's like a seal.
Slow motion is my favourite, I think. The Scott Mills Daily. I might start tweeting like the 1975 always do, always in capitals and with the space in between each one.
When are you going to start doing that?
Maybe today. They just tweeted. Change of heart, track of the day. It actually looks quite effective when it comes up on your timeline, though.
But is it not the kind of thing that, like, I reckon if my mum did get into Twitter... she would probably write like that. No offence, Mum.
Maybe Denise Welsh is doing the 1975 Twitter.
Great theory. That's such a good theory.
There's definitely no full stops in it. No grammar at all. The Scott
Mills Daily. I don't want to bring the mood down, right? But I've suddenly been hit by a wave of disappointment after the Watford result the other day.
Oh.
I was kind of fine with it.
Yeah,
because I thought to myself afterwards, I was looking for positives.
Yeah, you were like, we've made it this far.
Exactly.
Is it just hit you now?
I don't know why, but literally listening to Lunch Money Lewis there suddenly really annoyed me.
What's that got to do with your team not winning?
I don't know. You know where things are a bit delayed?
Well,
they say grief can be delayed.
Yeah, I thought this yesterday because you seem to be way too fine for me. Because I know how much it meant to you, and obviously you went out against Palace. But yesterday you seemed fine. And,
yeah.
and now I just noticed, actually, a little bit of a dip in you in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know, I just wanted to bring it up because I thought you guys in here might be thinking, is there something wrong with him?
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay.
Just suddenly, don't know why, suddenly got me.
You had to walk out there for a moment, didn't you? Just kind of gather your thoughts.
But anyway, look.
Bingo coming up.
Yeah, it's not for me to bring it down anyway. Sorry about that.
Thanks for that.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's get right back up again then, mate, with Harriet in Manchester. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
How is one of my favourite cities in the world, Manchester, this morning?
Beautifully sunny, thank you.
Hun, it's sunny.
Yeah, I know, in the north.
Actually, when I lived in Manchester, it was sunny sometimes. But do you know what I mean? When the sun did come out, we really made the most of it. Over 10 degrees. Al fresco, please. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be tops off today.
Yeah, there will be tops off. It's 9 degrees. What do you do in Manchester? Are you studying?
I am, yeah. At Salford Uni.
Yes, to Salford Uni. When's your next exam?
This afternoon.
Oh,
I'm revising at the moment. Some cramming going on.
Okay, what's the exam?
Maths.
No, really can't help you there.
No.
Talk to me about library tennis earlier. Did you hear it?
Oh my goodness. Cringe glands ahoy. It was pretty epic.
Yeah, so it was two students in a quiet library grunting progressively louder. I've got the highlights for you just so you can cringe again. I like the one that was like, oh,
it suddenly gets aggressive.
I like the one where her voice wobbled. I thought that was quite epic.
And I like the little hiccup ones. Ha!
Yeah.
And slow motion. Did you hear that? Just fantastic today.
Oh, yeah. Enjoyed the replay.
Anyway, back to you. When you hear bangers normally, who do you go for? My choices or Chris's choices?
It's mostly a mix, but I do quite enjoy some cheese, and Scott, you do dish out some cheese, so...
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I know it was meant that way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's my one for today. Can I interest you in this? Come on, certified banger.
Yeah.
Let's go, good. Calvin Harris. Let's go. And some other people.
Nice.
It's good, right?
It is good, this one, yeah.
Yeah. Good motivational tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it. You've got an exam this afternoon.
Yeah, got to properly wake you right up. For yeah. That.
Or, on the theme of bangers, would you like a sniff of this?
Oh, man.
It's a tricky choice today, I think.
Oh, that is tricky.
Labyrinth Earthquake, of course.
Gosh, this is a tricky one.
Yes.
Oh, no, this is very tricky. I do feel a bit sorry for Chris because I know you're down about Watford. I used to live in Watford.
Yeah, but he won yesterday.
You down as well?
But he won yesterday.
A bit, yeah. But to be honest, I think I have to go with Scott.
Yeah!
Harris.
Come on! Oh, that was nice. You took it like a man.
Yeah, 1-1 there.
Actually on that, Calvin Harris and Neo.
Yeah.
Is that it? Or some others as well? Some other stragglers?
Maybe. Mainly Neo. I think it is just Neo.
Yeah. That's a good tune, that. That is Calvin Harris and Neo. Let's go. Yeah, I mean, maybe a bit obvious from me, but it's a crowd pleaser, that one.
No. I think it was the right song. Fair play.
However, I've not heard Labyrinth come in for ages.
Yeah.
Put that one back in again.
All right, I will do.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. What are you wearing for Inuit Bingo today?
Don't know, I'm just trying to scramble some clothes together, actually. More importantly, what are the Geordie Shore lot wearing?
Probably nothing. They're used to it.
Do you know what? We could have done it like a night out, actually, couldn't we? That could have been a good theme.
What do you mean? What, pour it up in the club?
Like, dress up for Inuit Bingo like everyone would on a night out.
In Newcastle,
yes. Yeah. We should have themed it.
We should have.
Rubbish. Why do we only think of these things 10 minutes before?
Also, like, they're used to having like hardly any clothes on all the time.
Also, another good point, the three guys that are playing this today, all making their debut on Innuendo Bingo.
All of them, is it?
Yeah, none of them played this before.
And is it Scotty T's birthday today?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure, because you know how, especially I notice it with like Geordie Shawlock and Towie and Maiden Chelsea, they'll say they've got their birthdays in clubs.
Yeah.
It's like official birthdays and things
we've
like
all done it.
But it's not, it never seems to be, when it says their official birthday, I always, like, it's rarely on their birthday. So right. How can it be the official, do you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what they're doing there. They're trying to get a free bottle in the club.
Right, so you say, but they say it's your birthday.
It's my birthday. Or a cake. They're just flagging for the freebies, aren't they?
I saw it recently. It was a place in Maidenhead, and they were celebrating someone's, I think it was Proudlock's birthday, official birthday.
Off of Maiden
Smokey
Chelsea.
Smokey Joe's in Maidenhead. I was like, is this really what, you know, the official, this is official birthday?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Because I don't think it's his official birthday. I don't actually think it's his birthday.
Yeah, like I said, cakes and champagne, all good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Even though I know I won't like it because it's not my thing, I'm getting big FOMO from people watching Game of Thrones at the moment.
Yeah, I noticed that last night as well.
So many. Like,
people stay up for it.
Yeah, but like all of my timeline was basically Game of Thrones. And I know I won't like it. I know I won't. But
you've never watched it?
No, but I have no interest in that kind of thing, as you know.
I get that, but I think I'm the same in that everyone says if you actually watched it, you might like it.
Yeah, but I don't think I am. Also, it's too far away now. Season 6 has just started. I'm never going to catch up.
Too far gone.
It's too far gone. It's gone, in my opinion. But I am jealous that these people are so into it, because it's like, I kind of want to be in the club. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, our boss has been on, saying that the Radio 1 office actually stinks today. It smells of rank gym because of your disgusting, clammy Innuendo Bingo clothes.
I would say that's slanderous.
Let's go out there and... Well, you know, you won't be able to smell it because it's you. I was going to say go out there.
What do you mean? I won't notice the smell because...
go out there and smell it yourself.
That's rubbish. Do you know what that is? That's Greg James basically has left his suit up from when he played Innuendo Bingo. He's to blame. Okay. All my stuff's left under the table. No one can smell that.
Our boss says that is true. And I get the feeling that we're going to get a little email today going, go to the laundrette. Jordan in Brighton is saying, for the love of health and safety, when are you going to the laundrette?
Well, he can't smell it.
Those clothes must have mould growing on them. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Jordan. Maybe we'll have a little trip and get a service wash today. Treat ourselves.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to Holly, Marnie and Scotty T from Geordie Shore.
Woo, hi.
Hi, guys. So this is a first today. You're going to play Innuendo Bingo.
Uh-huh.
How you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah,
Everyone always says that, and it's just water, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll be fine, I'm sure.
The only thing I'm worried about is the swearing aspect.
I think we'll be all right. We've spoke to each other, and I think we'll be good. We're thinking about everything we speak.
Did you just get it out all there before? You're like, yeah. Just have a little...
Not now.
No, not now. I mean, before, did you? I think they did it in another room. Get it all out.
Yeah. It is hard, like.
Scotty T, is it your actual birthday today?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday.
Cheers, mate.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you, Scott? That is a lie.
Shut up.
We were thinking maybe you're just trying to get a free bottle out of us. Like, you know, when people go to clubs, it's like yeah, it's my birthday.
I wouldn't put it past
him. No. Love a freebie, me.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to playing the game, Scotty?
I am.
It's going to be good. Have you bought extra clothes?
I have.
I've put this over the top of this.
Got you.
So that I didn't get wet.
It's all good.
Marnie, you've seen this before, right?
Yes.
You've seen this live because you were here looking through the window
at one point,
I remember.
And they got soaked.
Yeah. Properly wet.
That was a good game. Yeah.
Why were you here? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's when you were going out with...
Awkward!
I was suddenly like, why was she here? Oh, yeah, it was because Ricky, yeah. Really, Orcs. Marnie, we were supposed to have Charlotte Crosby here today, but she can't be here now. So we've got you instead, which is it's great. We've made it into a Geordie Shore special.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was an instead thing.
Oh, was it not?
No. We were going to get as many people as possible.
Oh,
But he's trying to grief you here.
But the reason she's not here is nothing to do with you being here, right?
No,
we're all friends.
Yeah.
Kind of awkward, this like.
It's a bit, isn't it? Yeah.
Everyone, we're always friends. Whatever happens in the show, we always make up.
Yeah, okay.
We're a family.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you have to be. You spend a lot of time with each other.
We do too much time.
Too much time.
Far too much time. We don't even speak to each other when we're around each other now.
Okay, so okay, fair enough. No, it's not. I've just been told it's not instead of. We were supposed to have four of you in today, but Charlotte couldn't make it. So there we are. Okay,
getting
so,
told off, are you?
So we're going to get you in position in a minute. By the way, what's this new show where everyone comes back from the previous
the best thing ever
series? What happened?
It's like a big reunion show,
because it was our 5-year birthday. We've been doing it for 5 years. So then everyone came back and we just had one big massive party. It was literally, I don't really enjoy doing the show that much anymore, but for me it was absolutely amazing.
Really?
It's like 16 of them in the house.
Just felt like Geordie Shaw again.
Did it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, what do you mean you don't enjoy doing it? Do you get to a point where you think, oh, I've had enough of this?
It's just because, obviously, I've been there from the very beginning. Yeah. So, like, you know, obviously when a lot of people leave and it starts to not feel like Geordie Shaw again, it gets a bit like, you know, you get a bit down about it. But when everyone came back, it was like, oh, my God, you actually feel like a proper family. And it was nice.
Yeah. And what was the party? Was it like a sit-down dinner, Coco Van?
Of course, yeah.
Did you have any food?
Probably not, then. Just vodka.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a mix of people who were there from the very start, like you. So that must be quite nice to see some old housemates.
It was amazing, yeah.
Like, for me as well, because I hadn't lived with some of the, like, old cast members. Yeah. It was nice to live with them. It was, like, nice to get to know them.
Yeah. Okay. Has that been on yet? It's not been on, is it?
No, it's on after this series.
Right. It comes out straight after the series.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. All right, so we're going to get you in position for the In Your Bingo today. So it's Scotty, Marnie and Holly against you, Chris. How are we going to work this in terms of seating plans?
Well, by the looks of it, it's these three guys on one side and me on the other side. So it seems a little bit... I mean, it's a three-on-one thing.
Okay. Oh, wow. What's you're going to get wet.
You might need an umbrella. BBC Radio
1. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning to Jack, who's watching on his phone at the moment. Says, Holly and Marnie looking fine. And Josh saying, Josh is saying, is Scotty all right? He sounds hanging.
That crushes a daisy, mate.
Yeah, it's just you've got a little bit of a croaky voice there, that's all.
I know, I mean, I didn't know why.
I can tell you've got 8 hours sleep in front of you, that's all good. All right, so it's time for In Your Bingo, Geordie Shaw style. If you want to watch this, you can get to the Radio 1 website now. Even on your phone, you can watch it. We're about to get very wet. It's Scotty, Marnie and Holly against Chris. Three against one today. Let's go.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Pleased to have Geordie Shaw on today. So are we ready? Loads of water in your mouths, please.
It's quite an intimidating setup in front, though, having three of them.
It's like a big lineup, isn't it? Okay, so water in, bottoms up. Oh.
I can tell Marnie's going to be amazing at this game.
Really? Why?
I can just tell. She's properly filled her cheeks.
Excellent. Yeah, you've got to fill up as much as you can with water there.
Oh, yeah, no hands as
no
well.
No hands. If it's going to come out, it's got to come out on one of you. Don't bother about the bin, it's just there for show. Watch it now on the Radio 1 website, even on your phone, tablet, computer, do it. Okay, we start with Bradley Walsh and one of his famous multiple choice questions on The Chase. Even if you're just having a guess and you don't know the answer, please remember that on The Chase, the answer is very rarely C.
The spring wildflower garlic mustard has what alternative name? A. Jack by the hedge, B. Tom by the tree, C. Dick by the bush.
And here we go. Welcome to Innuendo Bingo. It's always the first one that is the coldest. Remember this, that.
Yeah,
you get used to it.
This is you went straight for me. Favourite is me. I feel like I'm a bit sheltered with my hat.
Take it off.
See, Dick by the bush.
Bradley Walsh there on The Chase. If you are interested, the answer was A, Jack by the Hedge. Thank you, Kat, for sending that one in. That was good. We are wet for the first one in. Off we go again. Here we go. As much water as you can now, please. Over to BBC One's Master Chef. Greg Wallace is about to give Natasha some extra points. In fact, I reckon she could win the whole series after allowing this.
I think there's a couple of stars, and I'm going to put my hand up for Jack.
I really enjoyed eating Natasha's trifle. So did you, so did Marcus.
Oh my god!
Whoa!
I didn't even hear that one.
It was Greg Wallace there giving Natasha some extra points.
I really enjoyed eating Natasha's trifle. So did you. So did Marcus.
Thank you, Laura, for emailing that one in.
Scotty's got an incredible force on him.
I mean, that's what I'd heard that.
I've felt it like that. I don't think I've felt it like that before.
That's
kind of good, isn't it? Really, lads. And now over to Channel 4's Countdown. And it's a favourite from last week. It's true, he's aiming in all directions, isn't he? Look. Turbo. Water, please. Here's contestant Anne on Countdown with an impressive seven-letter word. Although Nick Hewer has to ask the question.
Anne.
Just a seven.
A seven from Anne. Neville.
Six.
And that's six.
Sinner.
Anne.
Fannies.
Thank you very much. Can we beat a fanny? Oh.
Right, who's wettest right now?
It's a draw at the moment, I think.
What, between everyone?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Can we beat a fanny?
Nick Hewer there. Okay. Water, please.
Oh, my God.
It's wet, isn't it?
Very.
Is it wetter than you thought it would be?
A lot.
Yeah. Really good. Okay, it's time for a classic now from World's Weirdest Events. Water, please, Chris and Scott and Marnie and Holly. Get it in your mouths. Here we go. Oh, it's developed into chaos now.
Sorry.
It's all right. Here we go. Come on, keep it in. Scotty, Marnie, Holly, you know Arizona... What happened?
Nothing. Don't worry.
Okay, Scotty, Marnie, Holly, you know Arizona... I can't even say it. You know Arizona monsoon storm chaser Mike Oblinsky? Well, Mike really has seen... He's seen it all.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive. Her boobs can be massive.
Her boobs is a type of dust storm there, of course.
Her boobs can be massive.
Water, please. We're going over to Match of the Day and Saturday's exciting match between Aston Villa and Southampton. Made even more exciting in this part of the game by the actions of Ashley Westwood.
Alan Hutton. Out wide here for Jordan Ayew. Came to Hutton, did come to Westwood, who shot straight down the throat of Fraser Forster.
It's very, very silly. Okay, one more. Here we go. Let's end on a classic now. A classic from Rick Stein's Mediterranean Escapes. Now, on Geordie Shore, you're no stranger to a kebab or a parmo. However, wait until you hear about this, Majorcan lardy cake.
It's called ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
And
it's
that...
time to witness the wetness.
We just did.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Thank you very much, Holly. Well, thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Marnie, from Geordie Shore for today's Geordie Shore Innuendo Bingo special. Good work, everybody. I don't think they were expecting it to be that wet. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Tuesday best bits. We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio.